There's that part in the scripture that we looked at in John. Pilate and Jesus are talking together. And Jesus says that his kingdom is about truth. Pilate is confused by this. I think we are too. And I think the reason is we have a strong resistance to the truth. And it takes great measures that we might learn the truth and possess it. And I think one of the greatest ways that God teaches this and gives it to us as a possession is through something called a paradox. Like example for today, we call it Good Friday, don't we? Good Friday, but we just read the scriptures. It didn't sound so good, did it? Jesus took a real beating. He was humiliated, led to the cross. He was crucified there and killed. Somebody once said a paradox is truth standing on her head, trying to get our attention. I don't think it was ever as clear that that is true when we look at something like this, Good Friday. Because that paradox, that horrible day, puts us face to face with what truth really is. That everything, my friends, has to do with our sinful condition and the love of God. There's another paradox. We, as sinful as we are, and God, as holy and righteous as He is, turns everything upside down and on its head by making us righteous, by making us good, by making us acceptable, not by anything, of course, that we do. But that's right, what Jesus did on Good Friday. God punished the innocent party so that we, the guilty party, would be set free. I don't think it takes me to tell you that when we look at the world, we can all tell something's gone wrong. Many churches today were thinking about closing and locking their doors because of threats that have been made against the assembly of God's people. And we all know it, we all say it, no one is perfect. But it's all really a compromise, isn't it? A false justification. The world is indeed gone terribly wrong. We have to take a deep and honest look within. There's no way that we can justify the things going on in the world, but it's true, too, that we can't justify the feelings that we have inside from time to time, the thoughts, the things that are evil and wicked, that if other people could actually read your mind and dig into your heart and discover, just think how humiliating that would be for you. Think about the hate they may find, the hurt, the lies, the idolatry. I could go on and on. It's all there. So instead of acknowledging our share of the world's evil, oftentimes we minimize it as being small. But folks, it's not small. It's all part and parcel of everything that's gone wrong with the world. No matter how we try to compare ourselves to others, We're all in the same boat. We're all alike. Good Friday shames all of this. It shames our attitudes towards our sin. Good Friday puts us on the spot and says, be truthful with yourself. Be honest. Understand what truth is. You sin because you're a sinner. I sin because I am a sinner. The spotlight of God's condemnation shines bright on this nature of ours. Nothing inside of us can be called small. Nothing we do with our own hands or feet, our mouths, ears, or eyes can be called small because it's all part and parcel to everything that's gone wrong with the world. The cross itself reminds us that we're being measured constantly. Jesus had to die there for a reason. And what's the reason? Sin of the world, your sin, and mine. The cross itself is a statement against the entire world, which includes us, that we cannot deny. We're children of this world. God does the measuring. This is truth. We can't. We don't know how to. We look at one evil and we measure it against another as if one is more damning than another. We do the same with our sin. And sometimes it makes us feel a little better if we don't feel quite as sinful as somebody else. But the verdict remains the same. All sin leads to death. We all die. God does not want this. God did not design us for this. But because of the sin in the world, sin in our hearts, not much that can be done by you or me. Doctors haven't been able to cure death. Scientists haven't been able to deal with the reality of it. And nothing is going to change. There's this unwillingness that we have to accept the truth for what it is. But the great paradox remains there. Though sin brings death, God gives the gift of life. And He gives it freely to all of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Though our sins be dark, and though our sins be so evil and overcoming, adding to the evil of the world, God still steps into the world with Jesus Christ and puts His only beloved Son on the cross in contrast of that evil. By the shedding of His blood, you and I are spared. And you and I don't have to face the wrath of God against sin, the condemnation against it. Rather, we are liberated, made free. And we can live our life in hope and peace and joy. Talk about a paradox. The rest of the world is suffering this. Suffering this world, suffering this life, suffering what it all leads to. The great paradox, we're gathered here today together to recognize Christ as Lord, Savior, Redeemer. Though we might be few here right now, it's a great contrast to those who have turned away to those who can't see Christ clearly, who won't acknowledge him. The great paradox is some reject that. But God sends his Holy Spirit, places a light in the heart, people like you and me, drives away the doubt, and creates the joy of our salvation. Sometimes it takes a bulldozer to move a small rock. Sometimes God has to go to great extremes for the well-being of the truth. The truth that faces us on Good Friday. Christ faced the evil and the sin of the world that we might have the good of God and his love in our lives. Does it make sense? God did it anyway and made it possible for us to have a right relationship with him. In Jesus' name, amen.